I am now joined on the program by Dunedin-born, Tamaki-based Reuben Scott, frontman behind the indie lo-fi project Saltwater Criminals. Recently they released the track Skydiver, which is still seeing some love on our Top 11 Countdown. It's sitting at number 7 this week. But they are back on the program now chatting about the single Apprenticeship and the announcement of their third album, Sit Tight, Spin Out, which releases in September. Welcome to the show, Reuben. How are you going?
G'day. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Now, before I jump into some deeper questions, because, you know, it's only 9:15 in the morning, let's start off with something a little bit lighter. What does the average morning look like in the life of Reuben Scott?
I live up in Tamaki and I work at an art gallery. And so I go and do that, you know. It's a pretty reasonably sort of normal kind of, I wouldn't say mundane, but, you know, a pretty normal existence in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I try and fill the evenings up with all things music, you know.
Nice. What time does an art gallery open?
About 9 o'clock, so, you know, not tradie hours, which I'm pretty into.
Nice. Like much elsewhere in your discography, this track, it offers upbeat lo-fi instrumentation behind a kind of more melancholic sentiment in the lyrics. It's a song about dealing with the feelings that come with growing older, trying to hold on to that musical drive you once had whilst watching your peers kind of look for something a little bit more stable than a career in music. That sentiment of music not being a viable, like, quote-unquote stable career path, what's the thing that stops you from putting down your own instrument?
It's a good question. Definitely, I mean, it's a question that the song explores. I've never really thought to do anything else or have wanted to do anything else. I actually feel quite lucky in that sense, because there's no kind of like, oh, should I keep doing this? Should I stop? It's very like obvious sort of within me that I want to keep doing it. So, and I don't really, you know, I try not to question it too much. Mm. It makes me happy and it gives me purpose. So that's enough, really.
Yeah, I think that's a very similar sentiment to so many creative people, that when you ask them why they do something, they're like, I'm just not sure I'm good at doing anything else. You know, this is the thing,
yeah. I mean, I'm sure I'd be okay at, you know, getting some kind of career somewhere else, but this is the thing that makes me happy, so, yeah.
The track's title, Apprenticeship, I'm guessing that's a play on the idea of kind of music being a kind of apprenticeship that doesn't lead onto something necessarily as tangible as the apprenticeships that we have in New Zealand and, like, in the trades industries?
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, apprenticeships being the thing, I mean, you know, they're obviously great things, but one of the things that sort of pull people away from having the time to be able to mess around with music and things like that.
Yeah, totally.
And I've definitely seen over the years people who have been great at music who have just kind of lost that free time and energy to do it because of that.
Mm. In an interview with Rolling Stone, you described your sound as if Phil Everham from the Microphones joined Green Day in 2001. these were artists you admired growing up. Who are some artists that you admire today or at all inspire you?
I think recently, I mean, you know, the lo-fi thing was very much how I started making music, and that's what the project was really all about, was about kind of recording with very limited, you know, access to kind of nice recording gear and just using a couple mics and that kind of thing. But these days it's much more been about trying to write the most sort of solid songs that I can. And so, you know, I've been going backwards. It's probably pretty cliche to say that I'm listening to the Beatles a lot, things like that.
But it's an honest one, you know.
It's an honest one. Lots of power pop. Like, I love Cheap Trick and The Replacements and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Just really tight songwriting bands, you know, and that's kind of what I've been looking up to recently.
Nice. And with your own band, which is kind of like a little bit of a super group that you got when you perform live, of New Zealand artists, you write the music. Is there any kind of like along the journey of playing it live that they add anything to that?
Yeah, naturally. I mean, I've got the pick of the bunch really with those guys. I feel really lucky. And you know, the songs are finished when I bring them to the band. They've been sort of recorded and everything. But they don't, I mean, they're all amazing and they don't use that as like, you know, they kind of move within that and they add their own little flair to everything. And I really appreciate that and I really enjoy it because it makes the live thing like different, you know, it's a bit different.
Yeah, totally. Now the new record, it releases in September. What would you say is the overall kind of tone, the overall narrative across its track list and how it might differ from House of High and I Believe in Dog?
I think the main difference is in the, is sonically. It's the first album I've made with an engineer, like with, you know, another person sort of behind the mixing desk, and it's been recorded like nicely for a change. So that's kind of, it's the main difference. I really wanted to just focus on writing and playing and not kind of dwell on the sort of technical engineering and mixing side of things. So I think sonically it sounds definitely nicer.
Yeah.
A bit more sort of, a bit more hi-fi, maybe mid-fi, I don't know. So there's that, and tonally it's, I think it's got like, I think it's got that kind of power pop thing that I'm talking about. You know, they are pop songs in a sense, but with a bit of sort of quirkiness, a bit of Kiwi strangeness about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, I try to keep it, even in the sad songs, I try and keep it sort of fun and like weird.
Yeah.
In a way. Yeah, I don't know.
No, I totally get that. Now, I talk a lot on the program with artists and they always end up inevitably kind of bringing up, you know, AI and how everything can be so polished and artificial now. And in Dunedin especially, there's a lot more bands who are very, it's an authentic sound, you know. I think people gravitate towards that, where you can kind of hear the rough around the edges. Do you think that in music now, in Aotearoa music, and I guess across the board, internationally, sorry, there is a little bit more grit, there's a want for something that sounds tangible and in that kind of genre?
I think so. I mean, it's a little hard to tell because maybe it's just the sort of circles that we hang around in. But I feel a bit of that. I don't think, you know, all that stuff is obviously globally like a huge worry. But I think within our little scenes, you know, bands are still bands and people still want to hear stuff that sounds real.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I don't think that'll, I don't know, I don't think and I hope that that won't change.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
So the track releases today. It's across streaming and in Bandcamp. You can head to the Saltwater Criminal socials to find out more about that upcoming album as well. Can we expect a little tour in the future for this one?
Yes. I haven't announced anything yet, but you know, absolutely love playing back in Dunedin. So we're going to head down there this year.
Beautiful.
But, you know, watch the space for when, I guess.
Amazing. Thanks so much for joining me, Ruben.
Awesome. Cheers, Lily.
Cheers. That was Reuben Scott, aka Saltwater Criminals, on the program talking about the latest single, Apprenticeship, and the upcoming album, Sit Tight, Spin Out, for your listening pleasure now here on the program. Here it is, Apprenticeship, Saltwater Criminals. Stick around because I will be chatting with the Broken Heartbreakers very, very shortly on the program. It's Radio 1. How have you been? Are you the rebel you said you'd be when you were a kid? Glory looks a little different on you now. Should we do the math and work it out? Pure as they came, we were the ones with big ideas and spades. Another rebellion with a sugar rush start. Giving up before we take our marks. I know it's been years since I've said
that was a radio. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.